The origins of folk songs are often mysterious. Take the song Old Man. In early 1997, two old friends with an interest in music and a propensity for research began corresponding about the song. Hadn't been studied much. For folklorist and labor historian Archie Green, the search took him back to the early 1940s and his own entry into working life. For musician Stephen Wade, who was exposed to the song more than a generation later, it echoed some of the first banjo tunes that he learned to play. Along with Green, Stephen Wade has put together this story about the origin and evolution of the song, Old Man.
On December 14th, 1941, Hughie Ledbetter, the singer best known as Leadbelly, and most widely remembered for Goodnight Irene, Midnight Special, and Rock Island Line, recorded a song called Old Man.
Old man, I'm going up to Mississippi. Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
He said the piece was one that the waterfront laborers, the roustabouts, sang as they loaded the steamboats before making the trip up the Mississippi.
I'm going to sail on that big Bella Lisa. Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Leadbelly's recording originally appeared on a six-song compilation called Work Songs of the USA, released in spring 1942. The album was not a big seller. An invoice made out to Leadbelly shows 11 copies sold in October and November, with a total of 304 for the entire year. One of those purchasers was a young San Francisco shipwright named Archie Green, who had joined the Waterfront Union the year before.
That song appealed to me for a couple of reasons. Although Leadbelly didn't sing a sea shanty, he sang a riverboat song, and it was as close to the shantying tradition as I could get. And I was intrigued by his style. You know, he banged the guitar, and the text of the song was rather mysterious. He was talking to someone, and it all came together. The music, the singer, the style. Hit me with great strength, and I became interested in the song, and I've been interested in it three-quarters of my life. It's a good song.
Old man, will your daughter take company? I don't know. I don't know.
Consciously or unconsciously, Leadbelly had hit upon a series of questions. His questions were fundamental. He asked of the captain, or the captain asked of him, in their dialogue, they were really talking about the relations of workers to bosses and blacks to whites.
Other roustabouts also voiced Leadbelly's theme. In May 1939, Mr. Jerome Sage, who was the Mississippi State Director of the Federal Music Project, cited in a report an ex-slave who worked as a night watchman on a Vicksburg wharf boat. He recited for her a stanza that calls to mind one of Leadbelly's verses. Cap'n, cap'n, gimme your daughter, I'll treat her well and marry her on the water. Then, 2 weeks later, on June 3, 1939, a 52-year-old river pilot named Joe Shores was recorded in Greenville.
Quarto, twain, mark, twain.
After demonstrating some sounding calls used while measuring water depths, he sang one he called the Roustabout Corn Song. He said he had often heard it on the steamboat landings as the roustabouts loaded the boats by hand.
Oh man, oh man, won't you tote some seeds? I can't tote no seeds for the boss is too mean.
If you have two roustabouts, both offering a song that has certain words in common, that is evidence that the song is in tradition. That's a key phrase that folklorists use. I knew that other people had sung it, and there were similar songs, particularly in the Appalachian Mountains. There were a number of mountain songs.
Oh man, I want your daughter, hoody-hum-a-doodle-hum-a-day. What do you want her for?
bake my bread and to carry my water, holy hum a doodle on my day.
So here's Frank Proffitt from Western North Carolina playing Sourwood Mountain, a banjo song he learned from his father in the 1920s. He's growling out a question and grumbling back a reply. As in Leadbelly's song, Proffitt is singing a dialogue. Another dialogue song called The Deaf Woman's Courtship focuses entirely on matrimonial prospects. Here we find a greeting of old woman, rather than old man, and the verses fall into a more narrative sequence. The Deaf Woman's Courtship appears in 1826 in a book of Scottish songs and is found in numerous statewide collections since the mid-1900s. Here's June Carter singing it with Chet Atkins, her sister Helen on the accordion.
Old woman, are you fond of scrubbing? Old woman, are you fond of scrubbing?
Well, speak a little louder, sir, I'm purple hard of hearing. Speak a little louder, sir, I'm purple hard of hearing.
Plum deep, ain't you?
Never did like scrub. Say something else.
This song appealed over a long time, well before the roustabout sang Old Man. That the roustabouts picked up various phrases that appeared earlier in a variety of settings is part of the process of song composition, as Archie Green notes.
In studying sea shanties for many years and studying song origin, the mind of the shanty man is free. It's a form of free association. So that if you examine the lyrics, it's like reading James Joyce's Ulysses, where thousands of images are constantly at play and interact in the author's mind. He could have been talking about Lindbergh's kidnapping, or the height of the Empire State Building, or the war in Iraq. He could have been talking about anything. If you took all of the roustabout songs as a unit, you would find that roustabouts talked about everything.
Old man, will you dog catch a rabbit? Take him in trunk. You can take him in trunk.
Sometimes, as Archie says, these songs carried coded messages, both social and political, while the roustabouts moved along the gangplanks, shouldering their loads of cotton, grain, and tobacco. They took words from tradition or from the moment at hand, putting old ideas together anew or fitting new thoughts into venerable patterns. Farther away, but tied by the same kind of answer-back dialogue, lie the frolic songs, like Frank Proffitt's Sourwood Mountain and June Carter and Chet Atkins' Deaf Woman's Courtship. There, suitors and sweethearts test each other in love, just as bosses and laborers test each other in work. All these singers transform toil and desire into art.
I'm gonna build on a big Delalita. Yes, I am, buddy.
That's musician Stephen Wade, who, along with his friend Archie Green, traced the origin and evolution of the song Old Man.